Hello and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. This is Tia and I'm with
Grandma Dolores.
Today is Saturday, October 25th, 2014. It's episode number
12.
Today we discuss Grandma's crush of the week, Grandma's disappointment of the week. We get Grandma's predictions for the 2014-15 season, and much, much more. So, Grandma, Tuesday, October 28th, just a couple days away.
It's going to be the start of the season.
That's right. We've been waiting for it with bated breath since June.
Right. Maybe this will stop the accidents and injuries.
We can hope that the start of the season will stop the accidents and injuries.
Right.
Don't know exactly how that will happen, but we can always hope.
Right.
So this is our last podcast before it gets serious.
Right.
I've got a lot of questions to ask you as far as your predictions go. Oh. Are you ready for spitfiring?
Yeah, I guess so.
As ready as you'll ever be? Okay, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win the East?
The East.
Or who do you want to win?
Well, I want Chicago.
You want Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see New York come in.
Okay.
And second there. You know, they had the general manager's survey. But I think that their survey, the results, showed from what last year. I mean, they had Curry and Klay Thompson, both from Golden State.
Right.
Being the best, they were the best third shooting guards.
Okay.
James Harden was the first, but I thought Stephen Curry was a point guard, but I could be mistaken.
I don't know. Yeah. He looks like a point guard to me.
He's cute.
And that's always a prerequisite. Point guards are cute.
Yes. And Blake Griffith. Griffith and Chris Paul were the only players from the same team to receive votes for the most valuable player.
Oh.
And Paul was selected the top point guard, top active player to make the best head coach, and player with the highest basketball IQ. Griffith tied Portland's Aldridge. And it seems like most everything that the general managers voted for were from the West.
Well, the West is way better than the East. So you said that Chris Paul was voted best with basketball IQ?
Yes. But Kobe was tied with Stephen Curry for best shooting guard.
Best shooting guard, okay.
But see, I dreamt
last
night that Kobe had 70 points in a game.
This season?
Yes.
Okay.
Coming up. That's not a prediction, but
that was
a dream.
Last night I dreamt that I'm running a half marathon tomorrow. That's actually true. And I dreamt that I was running late to the half marathon. It was so stressful. So let's hope that my dream doesn't come true tomorrow.
No, you should have a dream catcher.
A dream catcher to catch that.
Yes.
Yeah. So the East, you think it's Chicago?
Yes.
All right. Okay, now, Grandma, who's going to win the West?
From my prediction?
Yeah.
The West. San Antonio is up there, but I don't think they're going to repeat.
No?
No. I think that Oklahoma City.
You think Oklahoma City will win the West?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I haven't been reading much about Houston at all.
No.
No.
I don't think that they're...
Well, James Harden and...
Howard, I guess, those two.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there's too much politics. Yeah. Also, I just don't think that... This is... very prejudiced of me, but I just don't think that basketball belongs in Texas. Although the NBA champions are from Texas.
Yeah, like Dirk Nowitzki, he's good.
Yeah.
And he should be up there with the top
players. Oh, the players are all great. I just don't like the idea of Texas being a basketball, like, you know, Texas is football. Let the other states be good at sports.
Okay. Now, we didn't mention the coach of the year.
Oh, who do you think is going to be coach of the year?
I hope Byron Scott is.
Oh, okay.
And then Derek Fisher next.
Second place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The way the injuries are coming along.
Of the coaches?
Well, no, just, you never know. Yeah, you never know.
Okay, who's going to be MVP?
Well, I've got it down for Kobe.
Kobe will be MVP this year.
Yeah.
I think that's, you're a little skewed, I think.
You're talking about politics.
Yeah. I mean, that's your hope. Who do you think,
Hope, what do you think I really mean?
Yeah, no, but who do you think will really do it? And sixth man of the year, do you have a prediction for that?
Well, I'll stick with Swaggy P.
Okay. So it's just going to be Lakers up on the podium. That's all it's going to be.
That's right. Because people are so down on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Julius Randle will get Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, Julius Randle, that's your prediction?
Mm-hmm. And I think Kobe will be the MVP.
Okay.
Chris Paul next.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma City is going to win the conference final.
Okay.
And Western Conference final. And Chicago will be next.
So it'll be Chicago versus Oklahoma City in the finals.
Right.
And do you have a prediction of who will win?
Depends upon everyone's health.
Okay.
You know, just someone's health just can spoil a whole team.
Right.
And besides the person.
Wrong person that, yeah.
And
we have some sad news this week, speaking of accidents and injuries.
Right. Steve Nash is going to rest during the 14-15 season.
That's right. Nash will be out the whole season.
And he has to take care of himself.
Yes, he definitely does.
I mean, it's you only have one body. And, I mean, this is a life thing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to nerves, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think when it's your nerves, that because your nerves connect everything.
Right.
And the nerves go up to the brain and tell you where your pain is. And they can do a lot of damage.
Right.
And so I hate to see him go out this way, but I think it's good. In fact, I said to my daughter the day before that this came out as an announcement, I said, I think that Steve Nash should take the season off and maybe retire. And then the next day, here I hear that Steve Nash is
taking your advice.
Right.
We wish him the best. Do you think it's so he's probably going to retire?
I would think so.
Yeah, I think he's done.
And I think he'll probably go back up to his Canadian home. And
okay.
I mean, he should have enough money that he doesn't have to worry about even being an analyst or anything.
Or a coach or...
Right.
Just rest up.
Right.
And then maybe, you know, we'll see where he is next year.
Yes, I hope he's a lot better.
Yeah, me too.
So, good luck.
Good luck, Steve Nash. I'm sure this is not the last of us talking about you.
No, because I have a younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was visiting him in Florida.
This is my uncle, or great-uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching a basketball game, and Joe said, you know, Steve Nash is my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, good for you. But he said he thought maybe that Sasha, remember? Sasha Vujacic?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
From the Lakers?
Uh-huh. He says, but I think maybe I'll switch to Sasha. But now we don't even know where Sasha is.
Yeah, I looked it up. He played in Italy last year, but it doesn't say what he's going to be doing
this year.
Well,
anyway, let's just hope that Steve Nash can enjoy the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Pain-free.
Yeah. Get those nerves fixed.
Yes.
So what's next for us, Grandma?
My crush of the week?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's stop talking about Steve Nash. Let's talk about something...
Something happy. Okay. Now, you know, I don't have much room for crushes of the week because I've got Kobe and Swaggy and Kevin Durant and...
Xavier.
Yes, I've got so many.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take the whole Lakers bench.
The Lakers bench?
Yes.
The entire bench of the Lakers is your crush of the week.
Yes. And Zachary, Rob Zachary, he played last night, Friday, and I think he had 3 or 4 fouls.
Okay.
The first quarter.
Oh, wow.
And he played in and out the rest of the game and did not foul out. Because I thought about when he had his last foul in a game, a real regulation game, and that he had to play because Lakers had no more substitutes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that that happened.
So they even mentioned that.
What happened? So if a NBA player fouls out and there are no more substitutions, is it that the next time they foul is always a technical? Is that, I can't remember what the rule is.
I think it was, yes.
It was something like that. Mm-hmm.
But Zachary got to play in that game. But he didn't foul out.
No.
Last night. He played good.
But did he start last night?
Yes.
So does he count as your bench crush?
Sure, he can count.
Because he did play the bench earlier in the week, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. But then Kobe was on the bench. I mean, was he even on the bench last night? He didn't play last night.
No, I didn't even see him.
So he doesn't count.
No, they were in Las Vegas.
Right, they were in Las Vegas playing the Kings.
Yes. So.
Who won that game?
Well, last night?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but Sacramento won in the last second.
Oh, wow.
By 1 point.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
But to our Sacramento Kings fans that are listening in, good job for you.
Yes.
You won a preseason.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you look back, if you were the coach and you're looking at the tape, and we had a chance to... come up by 3, but Jeremy Lin missed free throws.
Oh,
you know,
that's
so
that's never good.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving us free points and we didn't do it. So anyway,
I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but I know we talked about it in real life about Byron Scott having a strategy to not shoot as many 3-pointers. Have you seen that in the preseason?
Yes, I noticed that we don't. But Robert Zachary is good on the... Now, if I knew what the elbow was...
The elbow of the court, not the elbow of the body.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but, you do know what an elbow and a body is, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure.
Yes. And that's when a player got hit with the elbow, too.
Yesterday?
Or was it the night before?
Earlier this week?
Mm-hmm. But we've just had so many accidents.
Yeah.
But, Rob Zachary is good at, like, 15 feet.
Oh, okay.
And I just get so thrilled when I see him, because he does it so easy.
Mm.
But being from Gonzaga, I don't know how he was there, because Ronnie Turov, remember him?
No.
Don't you remember Ronnie Turov? He came with the Lakers, and he had heart
problems?
Yes.
Oh.
Had heart surgery. And,
oh, man.
And the Laker team visited him in the hospital, and they kept him there all year. Now, he was playing for Minnesota.
Oh, so he's still playing.
Yes.
Wow.
At least...
Grandma's looking at her rosters again.
He's 31 years old. He's a center, and he's on Minnesota Timberwolves. He's not a starter.
And he came back from heart surgery.
Right.
That is crazy.
And it's just like Sean Livingston, who, if you remember, he's the one that his knee,
yeah,
his leg, oh, and he's playing really good, too.
Yeah, but, a broken knee and a broken heart are two different things.
Right.
Like you said, nerve damage. It's like if you're having organ troubles, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, remember Alonzo Mourning? Didn't he have kidney problems?
Yes.
And he continued to play for a while. That's just scary to me.
another person of my crush of the week, and he came off of the bench, is Ed Davis.
Ed Davis.
I think he's going to be, his number's 21. I think that was Ronnie Turoff's number. And he is a power forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
where did he go to college?
He went to North Carolina, and he's 6'10".
I just heard on the radio that Wesley Johnson, Kobe Bryant's taking Wesley Johnson under his wing to be his, like, protege.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had not heard that. Wesley Johnson, though, he played really good last night.
Oh, well, that's good.
And he made some three-pointers. But, you know, when we think of the exhibition season,
yeah,
the Lakers are 3-5, three wins, and the Clippers are below them.
Right.
And so, really, it's giving the coach a chance to really look at some of these players.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, Tia, I had to keep my roster there so that the numbers...
Oh, because you just didn't recognize a lot of the team?
No, because usually like Swaggy P, Kobe, all those, you don't need anything.
You, right.
You
just
know who they are. Mm-hmm. But last night on Jordan Clarkson, I really didn't know who he was.
I don't know who he is.
Or Roscoe Smith. But have you heard anything today, Tia, on Ronnie Price?
No.
Because last night, he and a Sacramento player collided knee to knee.
Oh.
And he only played like the first 2 minutes.
Oh.
And was taken to the locker room and never returned. But you could tell he was in a lot of pain.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. It says he's going to be reevaluated today.
Yes.
A sore knee, won't.
He didn't play the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And another player was Wayne Ellington that had a concussion.
Oh my gosh.
Last night.
Starting to get like football.
Yes. And another player is Jabari Brown.
Yeah. Don't know anything.
Don't know anything.
But yet you're still making all these people your crush.
Right, because, I mean, when I looked last night at the game, Sacramento had their five players on the floor as well as the Lakers, and I looked at their bench,
mm-hmm.
and there had to have been nine of them sitting on that bench, it looked like. And then I look at the Lakers bench, four. You know, it just was sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, they go out there and they play their heart out. And I hope Jordan Hill is all right, too, because he got hit in the mouth.
Oh.
And the person that hit him was all bloody.
On their hand?
No, in the head.
So, they like knocked heads, kind
mm-hmm.
of? Oh.
I know it. It just seems like, and no fouls called, and, you know, it's just, I know the refs are trying to do the best job they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
do better.
Yeah.
When the real season starts, do better, refs. They're calling them. When there's blood, there's a foul. That's my mm-hmm. motto.
Yes.
That's my motto in life, not just in basketball. I was listening to the radio on the way over here, and the announcers were going through their predictions of the year, and one of the announcers thinks that the Lakers are just gonna stink. And the other one was like, well, there's a difference between being a bad team and a team that's not gonna win. So the other announcer was like, I don't think that they stink.
A lot of our players
mm-hmm.
are really, really coming along, but they're kind of strapped right now
mm-hmm.
because there's so many injuries
yeah.
out.
It's just up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, that announcer that said that Lakers were going to stink, the other announcer said, you know that Jeannie Buss is thinking of another word to call you other than loser right now. She's listening. And because it came out this week that Jeannie Buss said that any player that doesn't want to play with Kobe, and that's the reason why they don't come to L.A., is a loser.
Right. And do you know, there's one person that I don't think would want to play with Kobe.
Who's that?
And is LeBron James. Because LeBron James wants to be...
the star.
Right. He wants to be the one, and Kobe will always be.
Yeah, I think that was the Chris Bosh controversy I don't know, a few weeks back, where he was saying that's the thing about playing with LeBron. It's like just eating a meal and being given an appetizer, mm-hmm. where you want the whole meal and you can't because he's the one that's getting the meal. So you can't take the shots that you want to take because you have to cater to him.
I think that Dwayne Wade and Chris are going to do really good. I want to say, you heard about Mike Trurrell, the little announcer. He looks like he should be in high school still.
Okay.
But his wife just had twins.
Oh, I did not hear about that.
Yeah, just the other night. So he's off for a week.
Do you think maybe one of us could fill in?
Well, DiMaggio, the blonde,
oh,
she's been filling in, I think.
So we lost our opportunity there.
Yeah.
Neither of us are blonde, so.
Yeah.
We missed that opportunity. Next time someone's wife has a baby or
twins,
someone leaves to have a baby, just keep us in mind. Grandma and me. Well, two for one.
Yes.
Two for the price of one. So you want to transition over to what your disappointment of the week is?
It's just been a big disappointment of the week for all of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my biggest disappointment. Because I just hate to see them when they're injured. And like Ellington, when he walked off the floor last night, there was a Laker player on each side of him, and he just looked like he was staring, you know, like he didn't know what was going on.
That was the concussion.
Yes.
Concussions are always scary.
So
have you ever had a concussion, Grandma?
No.
I have. But you could probably gather that. That's why I'm so bad at math. I had, I don't know, one or two concussions as a kid. But then later on became bad at math. It was a delayed thing.
I just can't wait for Swaggy P to return now.
Yeah.
Because he has, I mean, he brings a smile
mm-hmm.
to the game.
Yeah.
And sometimes with all these injuries, it's not a smile.
Yeah. Do you think Swaggy P should try and do stand-up like Blake Griffin has?
Oh, I think he would. He would fill a house.
The only problem is his voice is a little mumbly, and getting the punchline out might...
He is a little... Someone could interpret it for him.
That would
James
be his
Worthy.
That would be his act. He would say things, and then someone else would say, this is the punchline. This is what he just said. We just watched a video earlier from the Bleacher Report that Matt Barnes explained where his tattoos came from. Matt Barnes, of course, is my ultimate NBA crush. So, Grandma, do you have any thoughts on Matt Barnes's tattoos? That he, I know you don't like them. We've talked about that, but the origin story of his tattoos.
Yes, I appreciate that. And Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
I think that his grandma didn't want him to have tattoos
mm-hmm.
that you could see anyway.
Right.
But
you appreciate Barnes's tattoos because they're all family related?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a fan of tattoos.
Right.
But my father,
mm-hmm.
when he passed away when he was 48
okay.
years old, and he had a tattoo on each arm. He had a heart with an arrow through it around the wrist area, and then he had an open Bible on the other wrist.
Okay.
So
they date back pretty far.
Yes.
Do you remember them when you were younger? Did he always have them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did your mom have any tattoos?
No. No, I don't. I know my mom didn't.
Did your brothers or sisters have tattoos?
No.
No? Just your dad?
Just my father.
And your husband, my grandpa, didn't have any?
No.
Wasn't allowed?
Yeah. No.
What would you have done if grandpa had walked in with a tattoo?
Oh, depends upon what it was and where it was.
Well, what if it was your name?
Over his heart?
Sure.
Now that'd be okay.
Yeah. You don't have any tattoos, we've said that.
No.
But you do have pierced ears.
Yes.
When did you get your ears pierced?
It was, quite a few years ago, but I was at my brother's and sister-in-law's house, and their daughter, Kathy, was there.
Okay.
And so she said, well, I'll pierce your ears.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was probably in my 40s.
Okay, in your 40s.
Mm-hmm. And so Kathy pierced them, but one of them wasn't quite even, so she had to do one ear twice.
Oh.
And she had a needle and a grapefruit she held behind my ear and stuck the, yeah.
Was it painful?
Yeah, it kind of hurt a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had the gold studs to put in, so my hair was long and it covered my ears. So my husband didn't notice it until I showed him one day, and he said, oh, what are you going to do next? Get a nose ring?
So he didn't like it.
Oh, he didn't care.
Oh, would you have ever gotten a nose ring?
No.
Did a lot of people have ears pierced?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. You didn't have earrings until you were in your 40s?
Well, pierced earrings, right.
Clip-ons.
But I had clip-ons.
Clip-ons were very big.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then suddenly a trend started where people just started getting pierced.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So.
And now people, have you seen the big gauge earrings that people have?
No.
They're the earrings that are like this big that go inside the lobe. I mean, they go like this, but then people just get big holes and they put, and then they make their earlobes bigger.
Oh.
You would never do that?
No.
No? Okay. What would you do first? Would you get a tattoo or would you get gauged earrings?
I'd get the earrings before I'd get a tattoo.
I don't know. You might want to see these earrings first.
Well.
I'm gonna show you what they look like.
Okay.
That's what a gauged earring looks like.
Ooh. I don't know. I think they'd be awfully heavy.
That's a hole.
Uh-huh.
So you'd do that before you'd get a tattoo?
Yeah, because that's not permanent. Tattoos are permanent.
Well, what do you think happens when you take that gauge out? Then you got a big hole there. You think it's going to close up again?
That's a hole?
Yeah, this is a hole through this person's ear.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we'll get the tattoo.
Yes, I'll get a tattoo.
Okay, well, after this, we'll get in the car and go get one. And that's how I tricked my grandma into getting a tattoo. No. I won't make it. Would you get a Lakers tattoo?
No.
No. If you had to get one, what would you get?
I would get one like a heart.
Okay. Small one.
Right.
Like a freckle-sized one.
Right.
On your face.
In remembrance of my husband.
Aw. Because he was such a tattoo fan.
What?
Because he was such a tattoo fan.
Yeah.
I actually thought about that for a while. I thought about getting a tattoo for Grandpa, and then I was like, but Grandpa didn't like tattoos. I don't think he would...
No.
He would have been like, why are you doing that?
Yes.
Just go play tennis every now and then and think of me.
Yes, that's right.
Or every time you eat a cracker. My grandpa loved crackers.
Yeah. Years ago, we used to have friends that we would play cards with.
Mm-hmm.
And one Christmas, one of the gals gave him a great big 2-pound box of saltines.
The perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
The big ribbon on it.
So, well...
Do you have anything else, Grandma, that you want to talk about before we sign off? Any other big predictions before we start the season?
No. I don't know if it was Jalen Rose, but he predicted that the Spurs would be the best in the West, then the Clippers, Oklahoma City, and Golden State. He forgot Lakers.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah.
I agree with everything, but I don't think the Spurs, I mean, maybe they will. I just think Clippers and Golden State and Oklahoma City are going to be the top three.
Oh, and the Lakers.
I hope for the Lakers.
Yes. Anyway, that we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, next week will be really exciting. It'll be the first podcast with the season going. I think we've done a really good job, Grandma, at doing 12 episodes without any NBA season actually happening. So I'm looking forward to the future of our podcast.
Well, so am I. We won't have to talk about tattoos.
But I like our spin on basketball. Mm-hmm. Who cares about stats? That's just numbers, and numbers is math, and I'm not into that. I like to know what they're wearing, who they're dating, the drama, the gossip. Everybody in the NBA, we hope that you have a very healthy season. We don't want to see anyone hurt, even the players that we trash talk.
Yeah.
Just want to see good playing, and basketball's supposed to be fun, so I'm looking forward to more fun.
Yes, I am too, because Carlos Boozer, I think, said that it's really nice to be able to play what you love.
Yes.
So I just hope that everybody is well.
Yep. Continues to be able to play what they love.
Right.
And I'll be down there tomorrow running, because that's what I love to do. I'm going to be down at the Staples Center, because that's where we start the run. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be wearing a Lakers shirt. But I have to wear my number, so it's probably going to be covering the Lakers logo.
What's your number? Or you don't know?
My number is 15016. I'll have my number. It'll probably cover up my Lakers logo, but that's what I'm going to wear.
Well, good.
Okay. So until next week.
This is Grandma Dolores wishing everyone stay healthy.
And this is Tia wishing the same. Even if you're not in the NBA, everybody just stay healthy.
Right.
And have a great week. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.